the reverse close, I can get back to you after the summer. And, you know, it's January, and you expect the customer to say, you know, that's too late, you know, why don't you come in next week? So that's like a reverse close. And the inducement close, you know, it's about like, hey, I could come by and take you out to lunch or something like that, and that gives you an inducement.
Given the customer impression you're busy until January and therefore can't get back?
Well, you know, I say, when I talk to customers on the phone, and I am talking about what I do, and they say, man, business right now is pretty scary, and, you know, or they say, you know, it's not in the budget, so on. And so I don't say, should I call you in a few weeks, you know? I say, I'll call you after the summer. And the way I look at it is, I'm in this for the long time, and it doesn't make any difference to me. I'll put on my database, call this guy back, you know, in August or September or something like that, and I don't have any problem with that. And I just see that some guys say, No, why don't you call me back? Call me back in the middle of March. And I just really like that feeling that, you know, that they actually want me to call them before I'm willing to call them.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter to me. So that's why I say that often. I've had women in this program. I had a gal in a break come up to me. She goes, John, you know, I go into this account, I send a proposal, and a guy's replying to me. Should I just go over there and, like, show up? You know, and I'm just thinking, honey, you know, settle down, cool it. I want to get in and talk to him, follow up on a case. I want to come over and show him what I the project, how it's going. I want to. And I'm just thinking, wow, if you got a lot of I wants in your sales program, it ought to be something where, Mike, would it be all right if I bring over the proposal and present it to you, and I'll bring other materials with me so you can take it to your people and show it to them? And I was thinking maybe sometime next week, you know. So it's totally up to him, you know. It's not like, I'll be in your area tomorrow at 2 o'clock. You know, I remember sales guys, when I was an engineer at Carboy many years ago, I had a guy one time, and in those days, I was working in Building 9, which is, you know, the lobby is like way over here. And a guy shows up in the lobby. He goes, John, I got my boss with me. And can I see you? Can you? You know, and the guy wants to see me. Well, I don't want to screw the guy up with his boss. But I'm in the middle of doing stuff. And so I'm kind of angry, you know. That is not a good deal. You know, it's much better. Of course, with cell phones today, you can call. But I mean, if I was bringing my boss out, first I would know where I was going. I would not be going, here, boss, you hold the map. You know, I mean, you ought to know where the heck you're going. That is not a good thing, and it ought to be rehearsed. And, you know, we were just talking about this little role-play thing, and a lot of you weren't here, so I just want to reiterate that. Role-playing is very, very valuable. You should do this with your boss or maybe with an AE or whatever. If you're going to do a negotiation with a customer, let's say you're going to have some kind of a sit down with a distributor, and you're going to squeeze them, or, you know, whatever it is that you're going to do, things that are critical that you don't do every day, they need to be role played. And you'd be amazed at this negotiations thing, this program that we do on negotiations, and we do these role plays, and I've had friends of mine that are, all my friends are my customers, but just talking about a situation, I had a customer call me up and tell me about a situation. I said, why don't you come over? We'll do some role-playing. Man, oh, man. I mean, just things come out, you know, bang. How about this? How about that? And then when you go into role-play, I mean, when you go into the actual situation, you can have, like, notes and stuff that you can refer to, you know, which is you're being prepared. The single most important factor in negotiations is who's prepared. Who's prepared? That's the, in terms of the likelihood of success. So, at any rate, role-playing is very, very helpful. Okay, let's move over now, page 45. We're talking about preferred supplier closing. Some of you in your surveys sent in and said, show me how to close. Not quite in those words, but with that in intent. So this is the real close we're talking about, the preferred supplier close. You got to remember that, you know, we have that readiness to buy curve to deal with, which has the easy customers, which, of course, if a guy wants to buy something, we're going to certainly sell it to him. And anytime somebody wants to buy something, you ought to take the order right then and there. So if a guy says, look, I really want to buy this, don't say, I'm going to get my distributor over here to follow up or something like that. Don't do that. If a guy wants to buy something, say, okay, look, let me get my distributor on the line right now and call him right there and then. Get that order if that's what he says. You know, you might want to repeat it back. So you want to order it right now? Yes. Okay, well, I got my distributor. Get him. Make the order happen right then, because there's no such thing as sales remorse, but there is such a thing as buyer's remorse. Yeah, Magnus.
So you will sell him the 8,000 worth. Under most cases,
on the phone, right?
Yeah. Under most cases, I would sell him the 8,000, but I wouldn't sell it to him in a way that this is what you need. I'd give him a bracket. I would say, look, if you want to do a low end thing, this is the low end thing. My basic recommendation would be this thing, but if you got extra money in the bank or whatever, this is another thing that might just work great for you. And working with distributors can help you with that bracket proposal, because a distributor, they may have complementary lines to our line that they could, you know, stick those things in there too, and now you got a much bigger deal, and then your distributors start loving you.